Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 8th of July, The Washing of Regeneration. Although a believer has been born of the Spirit and is in Christ, the body is still dead because of sin. This is the implication of the other law which is still in their heart. This law, fathered in mankind by Satan, causes a person to think and act in a manner that is inconsistent with their obedience as a son of God. On account of the other law, they are brought into bondage to the law of sin and death. Deliverance from the body of death is through regeneration and renewing in the fellowship of Christ's dying and living. We are joined to this pathway, upon which our salvation is progressively obtained, when we are baptized by water. This is the second dimension of baptism. Writing to Titus, the Apostle Paul explained that we are saved through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. The washing of regeneration through the ministry of the Holy Spirit specifically applies to our humanity. Once we have been born of God and baptized by the Father into the body of Christ, this washing and renewing work continues in our life as we walk each day in the reality of our baptism by water into the fellowship of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. As we embrace the process through which our carnality is being removed, and we walk in the word that we are hearing, the divine nature, which is planted in the soil of our spirit, continues to take root, grow, and become the expression of our identity as a son of God. We are progressively changing from one degree of glory to another, into the image of the Son. Notably, the parable of the seed and the grounds teaches us that if the soil of our heart is not being changed through this process, we, as a new creation plant, can die, even though what is born of God does not sin. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8, verses 2 and 9 to 11, Romans chapter 7, verses 15 and 23, Titus chapter 3 verse 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, and 1 John chapter 3 verse 9. For further study, Romans chapter 6.